SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number here. All right, Joe. A couple of other things quickly, and then we'll get into the final four from the weekend. Angels and Marlins are tied at four in the top of the eighth. The Angels have the bases loaded and nobody out, though. Trout has two homers in that game, Joe. So two homers for Trout, who, you know, I think that's three or four for him just since the start of the year. He actually looks healthy, Joe, and which is rare for him the past couple of years. So that's a nice start for Mike. Reds and Phillies are 2-2 in the ninth. Still scoreless at Citi Field. They go to the eighth, Mets and the Tigers. That live total is now 1.5. 1.5, Joe. 4-0, Astros lead the Jays. And you got Cards, Pods, Sox, A's, Guardians, Mariners, Yankees, Diamondbacks, Giants, Dodgers, all still to come tonight.
Yeah.
In baseball. So very juicy, Joe. You have a bunch of games tonight for the hardball, which is nice. The Orioles lead the Royals also 4-3 now in the top of the ninth, so they're about to try to close that out with Kimbrel in that game. What's the matter?
I'm watching this LSU game.
75-67. 7 minutes to go. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Mike Carver, and of course, go for the two. Joe Lisi. Joe, we haven't talked yet about the Final Four, which we now have, of course, next weekend in Glendale after these games on Saturday and Sunday, which... You know, weren't, I don't know, great. I thought the Purdue-Tennessee was the best game, Joe, of the four.
But
Clemson-Alabama wasn't bad. That was kind of in doubt to the end. It had some juice to it. Obviously, the UConn game was a squash job, and if you're a Duke hater, I guess the NC State game was absolute joy to watch. That's for sure. But all in all, Joe, I like this Final Four. Because you have a little bit of everything, right? You've got two heavies that have been two of the best teams, you know, two of the top three teams on the odds board the entire year in Connecticut and Purdue. Purdue's like a big... You have the defending national champions in UConn. You have this redemption story with Purdue, who lost to a 16 last year, trying to pull off what Virginia did a few years ago. You have Alabama, who was probably... A little under the radar coming into this tournament because they played no defense all year. But remember something, Joe. They were the top team last year. They were the number one overall seed last year. So for them to, as a four, come now and make the Final Four, that's huge for Nate Oates. And then you have a legit Cinderella who maybe isn't being treated like one, Joe, because they're from a Power 5 conference. But they've won 9 games in a row. And they would have never been in the tournament if they hadn't won any of those games because they weren't.
The buzzer beater won to send that Virginia game into overtime. They were on life support.
Well, the kid on Virginia missed a free throw and let him hit that three at the other end. So, Joe, I think you got a nice mix of everything for this Final Four here this week in Glendale.
You do, but the problem, Carver, is look at the spreads. 11.5, 11 for Alabama catching, and NC State, all right, they're catching a little bit less, but that's the problem. I mean, the hypothetical line is if it's NC State and UConn, it's like 14.5. It's exactly what we had last year. I mean, that's a problem, no?
Well, look. You're right. When you're pouring the cold water on it immediately, clearly, by going with this angle, and I understand that. But I really do think that both of these dogs, I don't think they'll both win, and obviously the chances are neither of them will win. But I wouldn't completely disregard either of them. Even though UConn looks like a total wrecking ball right now, I still think there's a shot because of how much Alabama scores and shoots threes. Now, they got to make them, obviously, but with how much they shoot threes, Joe, I think they're live in this game.
Oh, they and have I can't, guard play,
and,
too.
And they have guard play, which is huge. And I wouldn't put anything past NC State right now. And here's the other. Well, listen, Joe, we've been doing this for 2 weeks now with NC State. And then, you know, we thought it would end with Marquette. It didn't end with Marquette. We thought it would end with Duke. It didn't end with Duke. So, you know, do I think they're going to win? Probably not. Do I think they're going to stay in 9.5? I think that the big guy Burns will probably try to, you know, smash Edie around a little bit.
See, and I think that could be a match. He's not going to fear Edie, right? That's the biggest thing. So, you know, big bad DJ Burns is going to use a little body English on Zach Edie, you know, like something that like Edie hasn't seen that before. The problem is that Purdue went to the line 33 times. Edie went 22. He hasn't had a foul called on him all tournament, and Tennessee only went 11. So are they going to call fouls? Are they going to let them play? Because they were letting them play against NC State and Duke. I know there were fouls, but a lot of plays underneath the basket last night, or the other night, excuse me, they were allowing them to play, and that's a problem.
Well, here's the one thing, Joe. If these do end up being bad, right, because you said big spreads, whatever, I think it would set up a really good game on the title game. I think if you got UConn and Purdue in the title game.
I don't want UConn and Purdue. I want Bama and anybody.
I'm not talking about that right now. Me and you obviously want Alabama in the game for many reasons. Me and you want Alabama in the game. I'm talking to you from about, take that aside, a competitive standpoint, intriguing matchup standpoint. Edie against Klingon and the defending champs against this Purdue team, two of the three best teams all year. That game would have a lot of juice as a championship if you got it, if you ended up getting blowouts this Saturday.
And it would be, I think, a very competitive game. But, again, it's UConn, you know. UConn hasn't been challenged this whole tournament.
And we're hoping Alabama can challenge them.
No, the speed. the sizzling
grease. We're hoping Alabama can challenge them.
Sizzling grease, Bama. Sears, sizzling grease.
Because, as you said, me and you, we're big Bama fans on Saturday.
We're pot committed.
We're pot committed with Alabama. In several ways, at several levels, at several different numbers. We're pot committed with Alabama. So we're going to try to get them home, Joe, any way that we can. Are you bracket centraling those games on the grid on Saturday?
Yes,
are you involved
the late
in
night.
That?
Midnight.
You have the Alabama game, huh?
Yes, disco night at the grid.
It seemed like there was a lot going on out there in the quad night. Before.
It was disco night, no joke.
Were they still going when you finished, or was it closed up?
No, it was closed up. I got out of there almost 1 o'clock or 12:40.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it was probably a ghost town.
Trust me, now that I know, I'll throw the jacket on. I'll go down early.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. These boots I found. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe. So there you go. And for the whole thing, the whole ball of wax, UConn's minus 185, Purdue's plus 190, Alabama's 13-1, NC State's 20-1. That's the.
I mean, NC State prior to that game against Duke was 45-1. So you missed a good number.
You missed several good numbers with NC State. Obviously, I mean at 20. You figure, what would it be right now, Joe? They're plus 340. They're plus 340 against Purdue. So if you put a hundy on that and you got 440 back, right? And then if they played UConn, they got the high, but that was 15.5. So you figure, what's the money line going to be there then, Joe? 15.5.
What, for NC State on a 15.5 number is probably going to be about 860.
Right about there, right? Somewhere in that ballpark. Maybe a little bit less than that. You're probably close. So then you would take the 4 and do the 8. It's probably, you know, you get to this point, Joe, almost, if you want to stay with someone, it's rolling over the money line at some of these numbers. You know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of a couple of money line. Who did I have plus 11.5?
Now, if Alabama played Purdue here, they have Purdue as 5.5-point favorites.
That's a good game. I would love to see that game.
I bet you would. I bet you would love to see that game.
I would have a conundrum, but the good news on me is I have two separate tickets.
Why would you have a conundrum? You don't have anything with Purdue.
No, but I mean, they'd be dogs. I mean, they'd be giving you a cash out on one of the tickets.
No, enough with the cash outs. The cash out's nonsense. They're just taking you for a ride, Joe, with these cash outs. No good. You want to hedge, it's one thing. You can't do the cash.
You can hedge sometimes. You can't.
Well, you gotta find a spot.
You have to do it in-game. Like, you would need Alabama to jump out to a 15-2 run.
Not even that. I mean, just... You just gotta watch it.
Gotta monitor it. You gotta, you know...
Constantly monitor it.
I know, it's like trading. Oh, where's the spread? Where's the thing? I'm gonna be probably doing in-game. What's going on? What are you doing? Oh, the ball goes up. Where's the spread? I'm like, you know, 15 seconds behind everything. I'm seeing ghosts like Sam Darnold used to. Sam Darnold.
I don't think there's any good ways anymore to bet UConn. Those ships have sailed a long time ago. The only thing I still see that maybe
just need them
is
to
worth
lose,
it.
That's all.
Well, we need him to lose, but I'm saying if you wanted it, is this most outstanding player, and even they have four of the top five guys on the board.
I like the guy Castle, Stephon, Steph Castle.
Well, he's 19-1 out of. Well, he's 19.
He came off because nobody's going to bet him.
Well,
give me Castle. Give me the
Klingon's
Castle.
Klingon's plus 210, and he's, you know, unless Newton
he's
or Spencer go nuts in the Final Four, it's probably going to be Klingon. And even that's better than betting UConn at minus 190 or whatever the hell I said it was. So I think that's the only way you could get involved with UConn at this point, is trying to bet the most outstanding player. But they've smashed everyone, Joe, that's for sure. I mean, you see, you don't see teams go on 30-0 runs.
That was a killer for me. I mean, 30-0 run. Like, are you serious?
30-0 run is just...
unheard of.
That's a good night to lights.
30-0 run in an Elite Eight game.
Yeah, but that's just... But, you know, here's one other thing I want to mention, and then we'll in this segment, then we'll move on to some other things. If you still see, like, Hurley's still, like, running around, like, there's, like, this us against the world thing with him and UConn, like, with UConn and everyone. Joe, I got to tell you, I don't see that at all, what he's talking about. Maybe I'm not...
It's a master motivator. It's like Kirby Smart. Us against the world.
What is he talking about?
Why don't you ask him?
He's been on a media tour for the last 2 days and talking about how... No, disrespected, and they get no coverage, and they get that, like, everyone hates us. Our people hate us because our fan base is annoying on social media and all. Like, Joe, there's certain, I've said this to Scotty earlier, there's certain brands in college sports that people hate, right? Hate. Like, people hate Duke. People hate Notre Dame. People hate Alabama, like, you know, football. Like, right. Like there's things that people, like, despise it, and it's not going to matter who's the coach, who's the player, who's the anything. They're always going to root against them. I have never equated UConn basketball to that. I mean, maybe the women when they were destroying everyone every single year.
Gino.
But I have
Throw
never
me the
thought
ball, Gino. Go ahead.
them in that same category as those other teams. I think Dan's got to calm down a little bit.
But Carver, he's doing a great job of motivating.
I guess so. They win by 20-plus every game, so I guess he's doing it.
You know, I mean, think of it that way. I mean,
I just hope Alabama hangs with him, Joe. They probably won't.
I just hope Alabama crushes them. I want Alabama to crush them.
Look, you know this because we talk about it all the time. Teams that live and die by the three. But if they're living by the three, Joe, if you're living by the three, you could beat anyone when they're going in.
That's true.
So if Alabama's making them, Joe, they'll be in the game.
Yeah, just don't pray at the Church of Oats and we'll be fine.
I like Oats.
I like Oates, too, but, you know, he's got great jackets. Hopefully he picks out a winner on Saturday night. I'm going to be covering that game, so he better step up. He better look sharp. Better have the haircut, everything. I love this kid, Sears. You want to talk
Sears
about
is,
a
Sears has played
stone
really well.
Cold killer? Stone cold killer, Sears. He don't care. He's 0 for 7. Bing! Bing! I'm still shooting. Ba 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 ba. I respect that. He made me money, too. So anybody that makes me money has got a seat at the table at the Lisi house.
Got a seat at the table. Get him a seat at the table.
Anybody that makes me money. I'll tell you what. You know who else is on that list?
Who else is on
the
that
list? The kid McCain for Duke. Nailed that three to get me over the 135 on Sunday.
What was that? So you were you were on that over for NC State and Duke?
I had 120.5, 128.5, and 135.5 in game. And then I had three threes to be made in the final 4 minutes at plus 430. And we hit that too.
Wow.
Now,
sounds like you
rest
had a big
of the
weekend.
Game, I got smashed, but we made it back.
Well, you had Tennessee too, right?
Yeah, that was not good. I had Tennessee money line. Not good. Not good. You know, not good. Not a good look. But it happens, Carver.
There you go,
it
Joe. So that's just like that.
The
it ends.
The bad
it ends,
and the ugly, right?
It ends very quickly, Joe. It ends fast.
Yeah.
It's a quick 3 weeks, and it's done. And now you got basically three games left, and we're done. We're on to baseball, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. That's what we're on to now, Joe.
Yeah, slim pickings.
Football still. Hey, you gotta tell me about these UFL bets you made too over the weekend. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. Let me ask you something, Joe, because I saw you tweeting about this over the weekend, and you had a lot of things going on. Let me tell you, it was a busy weekend for you. You were very busy.
Looking at my Twitter.
Were you actually seriously involved in this UFL nonsense over the weekend?
Yes.
You were playing these games?
The kid blew it. The kid blew it from Pittsburgh. Had a 53-yarder with no time left, and he hits the upright. And you know who was the star of the game? Matt Corral.
Matt Corral's in that league?
He plays for Alabama. He looked fantastic. And I don't know. I'll just say this. Matt Corral is a young quarterback. Why no NFL team thought he could play? He never even had a shot to play for Carolina.
Well,
you got to be kidding me with all the has-beens that are in this league.
I guess that's why he's in this garage league, to give him
a chance.
No.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the UFL. I'm talking about the has-beens at quarterback that we regurgitate each and every year. You want me to go through the list?
No, we'd be here too long.
Sean Mannion just retired, gutless. I mean, come on, human turnover machine. Don't get me started.
By the way, so you're involved now in this UFL. So this is going to be a weekly thing now. Can you at least give us some plays on here if you're gonna play UFL? Like
yeah,
late in the week?
Yeah, Carver, I can give you some plays if I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'll give you some plays. Right now, I got smashed. No, I didn't. I lost full bets.
By the way, I wanted to clear this up because actually our boy Craig brings this up on Twitter, and he's not wrong about this, and I'll say this. I said before I like Nate Oates, and you said you like Nate Oates. I like Nate Oates as a coach. Let me just tell you something. I'll tell you this, and Craig tweeted us about this. I thought Oates did an awful job last year with the Brandon Miller stuff. I thought he did an awful job with it.
We talked about it. He did, but
we talked about it a lot.
And
so I know Craig reached out to us because we said how much we like Nate Oates. I think Nate Oates is a very good basketball coach. He did a bad job with Brandon Miller.
Right.
Very bad job.
Correct. Off-field stuff we don't comment on in regards to. We're talking coaching.
I mean, we do comment on it, Joe.
Yes,
we do comment on it.
We're talking about the game. We're not talking about off-season stuff. We're talking about the Final Four. And we like Nate Oates as an in-game coach to potentially cover this number and, more importantly, win the game. Not like that gutless Rick Barnes that never steps up.
Barnes cost you money again. I know you're all.
And I backed him. I don't know. The problem was, well, which gutless coach you going to back? Payton, who never steps up, or Rick Barnes, who never steps up? And I went with Dalton Connect, the only guy. I mean, Ziegler was not. Did he know there was a game that started with Ziegler? I backed his total. Deer in the headlights. Let me just say this, and I think Craig is a Tennessee fan. I grew up, Craig, okay, back in the heyday of Tennessee football. Al Wilson, Jabari Davis, T. Martin was my guy. Made me a lot of money back in the day. Just
you
saying.
You think he's a Tennessee fan because he has the orange sweatshirt on? Is that what you're going with?
I think it's got the T on there, too. I mean, isn't it a giveaway?
I think that's a stack of poker chips, but that's just me.
Maybe. Is it? All right. All right. Maybe he's an Oregon State fan. Yeah. At the end of the day, don't matter. The bottom line is Nate Oates is a better coach than Rick Barnes. And that's that. And Craig, thanks for listening. We love you, brother.
We love Craig. We love Craig. Craig's excited like me for the Masters next week. We got to get through the Valero this week, though, in San Antonio. Get through that first.
How about that? You know, not to go off the beaten path, Carver, but that Caitlin Clark had some game.
Now, they won, Joe, 94-87.
Yeah.
Did she finish with 39 or 40 points she finished with?
I don't know. I was looking at the bottom. All I know is I watched that game. She belted every three she hit. She looked like Steph Curry. And you know me,
41 points, Joe. 41 points. And 12 assists, too.
Yeah. LSU, let me just say, I'm an LSU homer, but can I just tell you what the problem was this year? Can I
what
tell you
that?
What the problem was? They didn't have the fire in the belly. Last year they were the huntie. This year they were the hunted, right? And Caitlin Clark had a little more fire in the belly than the whole LSU team. And I call it like it is. I mean, LSU was hungry last year. They were hungry. Okay, they were Clubber Lang, Rocky III.
Yeah. And you think that's Iowa this year?
I don't know about that. I still like that. I still like some of the.
South Carolina is going to be
very tough. South Carolina, any team from the SEC over the Big Ten, you know me.
They're undefeated.
SEC guy.
Now Iowa beat them last year. Iowa beat South Carolina and then lost LSU,
right? Yeah, but we're looking at last year versus this year. A big difference.
No, it's different. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. South Carolina's better this year, but. I mean, this girl's no joke. That's for sure.
Wish somebody would give me $10 million. What did Ice T, right?
Ice Cube with the big three.
Ice Cube. Fridays.
$5 million.
Ice Cube. Friday's Ice Cube. Ice T is on Law and Order. Got it.
Joe. Ice T, Ice Cube. What is it?
I love them both.
What is
it? I love Ice Cube. Ice Cube's the best. I love Friday. So you.
So I was now plus 290 to win the title. They were 650 before beating LSU.
Not backing them. Would you do it for $10 million to shoot and to play in that league? I would. I love that on three.
The big three. The big three.
Yeah, on three. Yeah.
Big on three. Three, big three. What is it? Whatever.
Doesn't matter. It's three on three.
Doesn't make a difference.
Didn't they have Chris Jackson playing in that league?
Joe, I don't know anything about
that. I think they had Chris Jackson playing, if I'm not mistaken. That's, let me tell you, 92% free throw shooter. The game's on the line. You wanted old man Chris Jackson from LSU there.
Mm.
Draining threes with Dale Brown.
Well, there you go, Joe. We're ready to go with that. I have a lot for you on Tuesday. A lot for you. You want to know why, Joe? Because baseball's back.
Carver.
That's why I have a lot for you.
This is like, it's like baseball
it's
every day.
It's too early for you. It's too early for you?
I mean, I'm going to say this word, and everybody's going to get upset, so I might as well say it anyway. Because this is the way I feel. These tertiary sports to football.
These tertiary sports.
Yeah, you know, like baseball and hockey and the basketball.
Hockey.
I mean, they just, you know, it's like, all right, you know, what do you want? You want to try some asparagus and mushrooms to start the meal? All right, yeah. You know, I mean, Jeez. You're really looking for the filet mignon. You're really looking for, give me the steak. I'll take the steak. Give me the surf and turf. All right? You know, give me the chicken franchise with the penny on the side in the same sauce, gluten-free. That's what you're looking for. You're not looking to start off with, you want hummus and a cheese board? All right, yeah, we'll start. Yeah, that's what baseball is to me, the
what?
Tertiary sports.
Hummus with a cheese board?
I like the cheese board. A little honeycomb? No? Glass of vino? It's not gonna fill me up though. It's not gonna fill me up. I need more. It's just a taste. You love it because you play Dinger Tuesday.
Dinger Tuesday, baby. We're back. We're back. Let's ride, baby.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I don't want to do anything. I just want to know if you were in the mix here at all. With anything, I was at least going to give you the card for Tuesday.
Give me the card. I'll pick you a winner. That's all I do is try to pick winners.
That's all you do.
That's what I did. You know. I tell you what, when I was a kid, I used to stick my finger in my nose. My father said, pick a winner.
All right, Joe. When I come back, I'm going to give you the baseball card and the NBA card. The NBA is a little bit better than it was on Monday.
We got LeBron and the Lakers laying a huge number.
We do have that. Mavericks and Golden State, a big game, too. Clippers, Kings, late night. You got a couple of good late night games. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Remember this one, Joe?
Of course. This is like what? When MTV first started.
Yeah, but what movie for this one? You see, you tried pulling this on me last week, and I immediately... zinged you with the answer. What movie for this one?
The Goonies.
Ah, come on, Joe.
I don't know. Which one is it? Is it
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Ah, great one. Great one. Great. Come on. I love Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Come on, love, Joe.
That's an oldie but a goodie. You know what I saw as I was leaving the studio over the weekend?
What was that?
They had The Replacements on.
Is that the Keanu Reeves one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Falco. That's tough.
Why is that tough?
It's okay. I wouldn't put it up there as one of my favorite football movies. I wouldn't put it up there.
You have Necessary Roughness on there.
I love Necessary Roughness. So that's a comedy more. That's, you know, but, you know, I didn't think Hackman was very believable as the coach.
No?
Hackman was much better as the coach in Hoosiers.
What was it?
Danny. I need that ball. Get me the ball.
Get me the ball.
Are you going to get me the ball?
Oh, I'll get you the ball.
Get in the ball.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, I agree. But he's a better drama actor than he was a comedy guy.
Yeah, I know. But
you're bashing the guy. It was one of the
bashing him, comedy. You know. It is what it is.
Bash everybody.
It is what it is. All right. let's quickly do this, Joe. Baseball for Tuesday. And I'm going to give you the NBA, too. Minnesota's in Milwaukee for the Brewers. Junis and Varland, the law firm there, -110 for the Twins. Home opener for the Brewers, who swept the Mets at Citi Field over the weekend to start the year. The Royals are in Baltimore against the Orioles. Marsh against Irvin. Orioles are -168. They walked it off on the Royals Monday night, Joe.
Wow. Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So who do you like there? I'll give you my picks. You want the Lisi special picks?
You've already got the Lisi specials lined up? You have a few?
For the baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't gotten there yet.
All right. So let me give you the whole card, and then you can tell me how you like. The Reds are in Philly against the Phillies. Turnbull and Ashcraft there. Phillies are -142. That's a big total, Joe, 9. Angels are in Miami again. So the Marlins have started the year 0-5 now. They've blown a lead, I feel like, in just about every game. The Angels got 2 homers from Trout, Joe, on Monday night.
Unbelievable.
The Angels got in that 7-4 win. Rangers are in Tampa against the Rays. They beat the Rays 9-3 on Monday night. Heaney against Eflin. Eflin got hammered by the Jays his first time out. The Tigers and the Mets played a very sleepy extra inning game in Citi Field Monday night. Now, I don't really waste my time here, Joe, because I think it's going to pour Tuesday and Wednesday in New York, and they're going to have all kinds of problems playing that game. So okay. I don't even think the Mets and the Tigers will play on Tuesday night. The Rockies are in Chicago against the Cubs. Freeland and Assad, -196 for the Cubs. The Braves beat the White Sox. I got to bring you something up with this Brave game, Joe.
Go ahead.
So I saw a lot of people upset about this. Now, I personally did not bet the game. But the Braves won 9-0, and they called it in eight innings, Joe, because of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see all the people upset about this? Apparently, pretty much, I'm not going to say all the books, but a lot of the books voided the run line tickets because the game didn't go 9 innings.
With the Braves up
9-0, I mean, you know, Joe, this is one of those things. And you know what? I'm sure a lot of them probably have it in their, you know, in their rules or whatever, Joe. You know, the house rules about the 9 innings for a run line. They give so much back with these dopey guys getting injured, boosts, and everybody screams and yells when a guy gets hurt. Give me my bet back. Give me all. For all the times that they do that, why wouldn't you? This it's 9-0 in the 8th inning. How do you not pay out the run line bets?
I don't know.
That's pathetic, Joe.
That is nuts, Carver. That is absolutely crazy to me.
That's an awful job by every book that did that. Every single one.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's pathetic. Again, 9-0. Game goes 8 innings. Not paying it
Unbelievable.
Lopez and Crockett in that one with the Braves -220. Berrios and Valdez for the Jays and the Astros. Mikolas against Darvish for the Cards and the Padres. Bello and Alex Wood for the Red Sox and the A's. Shane, don't call me Justin Bieber and Luis Castillo for the Guardians and the Mariners. And then the Yankees will have Nestor Cortes against Zach Gallen in Arizona on Tuesday night. with the Diamondbacks a minus 120 favorite. So you said you have sizzle plays.
I do have a sizzle play. So you're off all the Mets game and the East Coast games, huh?
Didn't say I was off all the East Coast games. I said I'm not even going to waste my time with the Met-Tiger game because I just don't see how they're going to play.
Okay.
The weather report for Tuesday in the New York City area is just dreadful. So, but other than them, Joe, who else is in the Northeast on? I guess Philly,
right?
The
Phillies.
So Phillies and the Mets. Those are really the only two. I guess Baltimore also. I don't know, but they'll. Let me see what they got, Joe.
Wipe out the whole slate while you're at it.
Look at the whole slate. Yeah, what are you talking about? The whole slate.
You ready? You want the sizzle play or no?
Yeah, of course I want it. Give it to everybody.
All right, the sizzle play for me is the Blue Jays on the money line plus 134. Mm-hmm. I think they step up. And then late night, I think you get over in that Red Sox Oakland game. Eight.
So you're going back to the Sox now. You're going back to them.
No, I'm not taking a side. I'm taking a total. I think they could club the A's.
By the way, Joe, because I wanted to get this right since you got all over me about this, I think it's going to be very difficult for them to play in New York, Philly, or Baltimore Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
I mean, it's like 90 to 100% rain like both days. I just think that those three series are going to get washed out one way or the other.
Okay. All right.
Which is tough. But everywhere else is good. I mean, Milwaukee, Miami, Tampa, Cubs. Now, Cubs and White Sox both home, Joe. I don't know what the Chicago weather is. I didn't look. But everybody else will play.
Okay.
I hope the Chicago weather is good. I don't want to lose half the board on
Tuesday.
Yeah,
I don't want to lose half the board either. I mean, that would stink.
Especially on a Dinger Tuesday.
Yeah, Dinger Tuesday. You can't lose
first one of the year. I can't lose half the board.
Nah, that would be terrible.
Terrible. This isn't good, Joe.
What now?
It's pouring all day there too. Chicago Tuesday night, rain and snow in the evening, transitioning
rain
to snow showers late.
What do we have going on?
Playing
here?
In fact, both of them are in Chicago. The Cubs and the White Sox are both home.
Scrap it. Put it with the golf.
Oh my goodness, that's tough. What an awful start, Dinger Tuesday. Not gonna have any dingers.
Oh boy. Think they'll give you buy back Wednesday? They'll buy it all back from you.
Buy back Wednesday. No, Joe, I don't think so.
No, buy back Wednesday? They won't give it to you?
I don't think so.
You know what word I just feel like we got to incorporate into the gambling perspective? Squingeely. Frankie. Squingeely.
You like any of these NBA games?
Yes.
Tell me who you like. I can't. This card is actually does have some pathetic games in it. So which ones do you like?
Tuesday night, you're gonna laugh at me. I like the over in the Bucks Wizards 228.5.
Okay, what's the look there?
I think the Wizards suck, and what are the Bucks doing? You tell me.
No, I will tell you. They've screwed up my 55 win bet, so they're dead to me.
I could have told you that. And then the Knicks have no shot to beat the Heat.
No shot.
No shot.
No shot, you're saying.
No shot. They got no shot.
Oh, I'm on the Heat now.
You're right. I like the Heat.
I'm on the Heat. I mean, I'm on the Knicks now. Excuse me. I'm on the Knicks. If you're saying they got no shot, then I'm on
no shot.
Okay. How about
that
total?
Did you see that effort?
207.
It's okay. See, they went from 3.5-point favorites. They were 2-point dogs. They covered, but they allowed that lead to slip.
Weren't they up like 15 or 20 in that game?
Yeah.
They were smashing them.
Smashing them. Smashing them.
Smash special.
The pendulum. The pendulum swung the other way.
Yeah, Mavs Warriors late night. Warriors minus -1.
Nah, with these Mavs.
234. Then you said, did you like Luka dropping 47 the other night when you weren't on him?
Because we didn't bet him. Now he's a pig. Now all of a sudden he doesn't miss. Guy's unbelievable. Stuffing it in his face. Where was he when we were on the over 30, over 35, and he was playing back-to-backs? This guy. I'm telling you. Him too. God, I dare you to pull the trigger on him. God, take him. Take him.
Nah. Clippers are 2-point favorite in Sacramento.
They should win. No?
Yeah, I don't trust either of those teams right now.
What are we doing for the big... what are we doing big picture look? We backing anybody?
Big picture look. So you want to find somebody to go after? You want to pick somebody to go after the Celtics in the East? Or should we not waste our time with that?
Yes. No, I want to pick somebody.
Well, you're not going to get the same numbers you got on the Heat last year. You got big numbers on the Heat.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
who do you want to take? The Knicks? No.
I can't take the Knicks. Can't take the Knicks. What about the 76ers?
Who can legitimately beat the Celtics in a seven-game series in the East?
76ers can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
Yes, they can.
No, they can't. No, they can't.
You think the Bucks can do it?
No.
Okay. So
I think the Heat's the only team that I would take against the Celtics in a seven-game series, or at least try to go after them in the Eastern Conference with. Now, I think there's teams in the West that could beat them. There's
a couple teams in the West. You want to take the Kings?
Well, if we're doing that, the Kings? Well, Joe, if playing anybody out of the West, we're playing them to win the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking the Kings. The Kings, no, absolutely not.
Let's take the Mavs.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So I think you're pretty set up. There's a lot of hockey on Tuesday night also.
Mm.
Anything good? Caps Sabres, big game for the Caps. Is there my plus 114 in Buffalo, actually. The Islanders need to win every game possible. They're minus 235 at the horse track against the Blackhawks. Boston is in Nashville. That's a pretty good game. And
yeah.
Vancouver's in Vegas late night as well. Kind of low total, 5.5 there, Joe. Kind of like the over with Vancouver, Vegas on the strip. So
all right. So we got life. Vancouver and Vegas. Can we get the over?
I just said that. I like the over 5.5.
Can we alt it? 7?
You're such a pig. You really are. You can never just play something straight. You just have to add on.
Yes.
It's just greed, Joe. It's just amazing with you.
You know what they say.
I know. Greed is good.
Greed is good. You had greed over last weekend. Will it continue this week?
Jaeger bombs.
No. I tell you, you're going to have greed.
I had to put Steven Jaeger with freaking Pete Alonso to get an RBI.
Oh, the Irish Bear, Pete Alonso.
He's not the Irish Bear. Honestly.
Every time you bring up Alonso, I'm going to say the Irish Bear. The Irish Bear.
It's an Italian guy, Joe. I mean, that's...
I know. He's the Italian. I know he is. Italians do it better. What can I say?
All right, Joe. Great job as always, Joe. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.